Well, it's great to be broadcasting straight from the Edge live today, and so pleased that you could all join us, whether you're in Wigan or in the region in low temperatures or as far away as Australia in 30 degrees today. We welcome you. Now, I don't know if you were on the broadcast last week, but our campus leader, Ben Tarbuck, he challenged me to do 50 press-ups live on the broadcast. And I'm always up for a challenge. And so I am now going to do that. Anybody up for this? At home, feel free, guys, if you want to take your place right now to do your press-ups. I'm going to do 25 for the sake of time, of course, only. But I'm going to do 25. Are you all ready for this? And you need to count them, and you need to count them properly, and don't make out that I've defaulted. Are you ready for this? Can I just say that there's plenty left in the tank right now? Now, you never saw that coming this morning, did you? We are pleased to be here and to bring you some great stuff on this series of This Hope We Carry under the whole banner of hashtag spread hope. Can you see that I'm trying to simulate not having to breathe heavy right now? And so we're going to carry on with the talk. For those of you who are totally thrown, and those guys who are on the floor right now that I left lying on the floor because I outdid you, don't worry, you're still a real man. This hope we carry. Let's turn our attention to this right now. We're dealing with this whole idea, this whole matter, this whole substance that sits between the declaration of a promise and its total fulfillment. There is a gap in between these two realities, and this gap we call hope. This is the hope that we carry. Now, let me tell you something about hope, just to start me off today, that hope is confident assurance. Let me start by saying that today, that in Christ, that our hope is a confident assurance, or if you like, expectation. But the other side that I want to bring to you today of this is that hope is also a test. It's a great big test of our faith, sometimes to the very core. As we heard last week in the life of Abraham and Sarah. You know, living in hope reveals, I believe, the kind of substance that we are made of. See, not only are we living in hope, but this is what I believe. In itself, hope is a living hope. Hope actually has breath. It breathes. A little heavy at the moment, but it breathes. 1 Peter 1 verse 3 goes like this. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope. I said, into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, I can't help myself as I look at this stuff and start to feel that this hope that we carry is something that we're supposed to interact with. Hope is not passive. It's something that I believe we're supposed to grapple with. I remind you of a scripture that I read last week, Hebrews 6:18, where it says, we hold on to this hope. We hold on to this hope. I got this picture of a white knuckle ride. I don't know if you've ever been on these. My stomach won't take them these days. But as a kid, I would go on these white knuckle rides. And I remember going on one in the States that was called Space Mountain. Now, this was a roller coaster. But the difference was you were in total darkness. So you didn't know where you were. You didn't know when it was going to go fast. You didn't know when you were going to turn a corner. You didn't know whether it was just going to climb uphill until you actually met it where it was at. And I think this hope we carry sometimes can be a little bit like a white-knuckle ride. We don't see certain things coming. We think that we're just going uphill and not really coming to the hope. And then we start to go downhill and we start to think we've got some traction and we've got some momentum. And then suddenly it spins off to the left and we think, God, what are you doing? What's happening in this hope that we carry? You know, if hope is something that we are to hold on to, I believe also it is something that takes us on a journey. Again, reminding you from last week, Hebrews 6:19, where it says that this hope leads us through the curtain. It takes us on a journey. And I'm reminded in talking about holding on to something of Jacob. Going right back to the beginning of the Bible in Genesis chapter 32, where Jacob was holding on to God. The Bible clearly says that he was wrestling with God. And I want to make it clear for all of us today who have this hope and who are carry this hope that we carry. Sometimes in this hope we carry, we actually grapple with God. That's the deal. Let me bring you some more good news. Pain. Pain is always part of the hope process. And God always uses it. So Jacob, in his hopes and his dreams, Jacob went through pain. I want you to imagine right now, Jacob wrestling with God. And as he literally took hold of this man we believe represented God, he grabbed hold of God and he began to grapple and he began to wrestle with God. And he said, God, I'm going to hold on to what you've talked to me about. I'm going to hold on to the hope that is mine. God, don't leave me. God, I'm going to grapple with you. I'm going to grab you wherever I can, God. I'm going to keep hold of you and hold of you because I want the hope. I believe to go through the pain to see the hope that you've given to me, God. So as I grapple with you, God, what have you got to say to me? And God says to him, you can let me go, Jacob. And Jacob says, I'm not going to let you go ever. God, I'm going to keep hold of you whilst I've found you and you're in this hope with me. I'm going to hold you. And God says to him, as he's got God gripped, God says to him, Jacob, as you wrestle with me, I am working in you. And he says, God, I'm not going to let you go. And all of a sudden it's, ah! God, what's that? The pain in my side, God. And I tell you, God, even now I'm going to grasp you and I'm going to keep hold of you and I will not let you go until you bless me. Jacob went through his pain to his promise. King David, also in the Old Testament, a great warrior, king, shepherd boy, man who is said carried the heart of God and was after the heart of God. He went through pain on his hope journey. There are many scriptures that I could read, but I just pick out of Psalm 6 some of this grappling, some of this wrestling that David, King David, had with God. He said, O Lord, don't rebuke me in your anger. Have compassion on me, God, for I am weak. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. I am sick at heart, God. How long, Lord, till you restore me? Return, O God, come back, return, O Lord, and rescue me. Save me because of your unfailing love. I'm worn out, God, from sobbing all night. I flood my bed with weeping, drenching it with my tears. Can you pick up the real sense of King David wrestling with God? And this wasn't a fight with the Philistine army. He wasn't fighting the enemy at this point. You know, as I began to think about this more, I thought about even the hope of the world. We talk about hope and this hope that we carry, but even the hope of the whole world, Jesus himself went through pain to see the promise fulfilled. And this hope that he carried, the Gospels teaches this. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they speak about the fact that Jesus himself wrestled with God. He wrestled with his Father. Do you remember the time that he was in the Garden of Gethsemane before he was arrested, before he was crucified? And he was praying to his Father, and the Bible says that he sweat as drops of blood. This was an intense moment. This was a painful moment where the sin of the whole world came onto his shoulders. And he said, "My Father, my God, if there's any other way to bring this hope about." Have you ever been in that place where you said, "God, I'm holding on to hope, but God, this is such a painful journey. This is so difficult, God. I don't know whether I can go through with this." And Jesus himself was before his Father and saying, "God, take this cup from me if there's any other way. But you know what, God? I believe so much in this hope. I believe so much in the promise. Not my will, but your will." And then picture him on the cross. Not long, not too long in the distant future, he's on the cross and carried the weight of the world and the burden of sin, he's taken on himself. And at that pivotal point and that moment in history where he shouts these words, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" Here's Jesus wrestling with his Father. My point is that pain was always part of the hope process. So here's the deal for us today. Jacob came through. Thank God today. Jacob came through. I said he went through pain, he went on a journey of hope, and he came through. He fought with God and won. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine having a wrestling bout with God, with Jesus, and winning? Bible says that he won, and because of this, hear me now, because of this, God gave him a new walk and a new name. I said he gave him a new walk and a new name. He gave Jacob a limp. Bible says in Genesis that he put, as he's holding on to God, as Jacob is wrestling with him and God's doing this work in him, God took out his hip socket. From that day, he walked with a limp. And here's why: a limp to remind him of his holding on in hope to God. There was a holding on. And he gave him a new name. And this name would be Israel, which means to contend with God. It means to strive in debate with God. And all of this typifying his own experience and his encounter with God and confirming the fullness of his God-given identity. I believe today God wants us to come through. We say, God, this is painful. Dave, this is painful. This hope that I hold on to, God, it's so painful. It seems to have lasted so long. I believe God wants us to come through. His design is that we carry the hope, and by an oath on his own name, he fulfills the promise that is placed in and over our life. He wants us to win. So let me wrap this up quickly today and say this. I want you to hear what I have to say. Sometimes we think we've been fighting the devil on our hope journey. We think it's been about the enemy. We think it's been about him trying to stop us get to the things that God wants for us. And so we scream at the devil, we fight, we pray against, and we know we have an adversary. But sometimes we think we've been fighting the devil on our hope journey, when often in reality we've actually been wrestling with God. I don't know about you, but when I think about that, I think, why, Lord? Why? You want us to come to the promise, and yet, Lord, we wrestle with you, God. Why? And as I thought about this, this came to me. Why? Because the fulfillment of the promise and this hope that we carry was never just about what he could give to us, but indeed what he could do in us. Hebrews 6, taking us on this journey, taking us deeper into him, and ultimately not just to do in us, but to do through us, to fulfill his ultimate purposes for our lives. And so as I round this off, hear me when I say that in our grapplings and in our wrestlings with God, you know, some of us need to maybe just wake up a little bit today to think, you know what, I think I've been fighting the enemy, and I've been cursing the enemy, and I've been telling the enemy where to go, when in reality, I think in my case, I've been wrestling with God. I think that God has been doing some things and wants to do some things in me. And I'm saying, God, I will not let go of you until you bless me. We think we've been fighting the devil when really we've been grappling with Jesus. We've been wrestling with God. And I want to say this to you if you feel like that today. Like Jacob, God wants to give you a new name. For some of you, I believe that I speak to today, your identity was stolen a long time ago. And you've been fighting and you've been grappling, and maybe you thought it was against the enemy. But you know, right in the middle there, right in this gap, between the promise declared and the promise fulfilled, in this hope we carry, maybe there's just been a little bit of you've been grappling with God, and he has been doing some things in you because he wants to give you a new name. This new name would be a name that exemplifies your encounter with him. It will speak of your experience. And it will be a testimony and a story to so many. So he wants to give you a new name, and he wants to release you into your full, complete, and whole identity in him. He wants to give you a new name and a new walk. Let's pray. Father, we are so thankful for your word. We're thankful, Father God, for who you are. We thank you for this hope that we carry. And Lord, Maybe you've dropped something into our spirit today, Lord, that we'd never seen before. Maybe there are many, maybe lots of us today who sometimes have felt that we are fighting. We are fighting the enemy and that the enemy is holding us back and our prayer is always against the devil and we recognize that we have an adversary. We recognize that the enemy wants to see us not in hope but in despair. But beyond that, we kind of blame stuff on the enemy. And who knows today that it may just have been that all along we weren't fighting the enemy, but we were wrestling with God Almighty. God, in His mercy and in His grace, has been doing things inside of you. And you've held on. And in your heart, you've said, God, I won't let go until you bless me. God, I won't let go until I see the fullness of what you've called me to be. God, I didn't realize that you wanted to call me by a new name. God, that experience, God, would be broadcast to so many because when I say my name and I share my story, it will be so much more than just a few letters put together that make up a name. But there will be a story in there. There will be freshness in there. There will be deliverance in there. There will be freshness in there. In your new name. And as you're walking and feel that you've been through pain, maybe we all have a limp. Maybe your limp means something different to mine, but we have that stuff that says, you know what, I am here to tell the story. I'm here, God, beyond the pain. I'm here, Lord, in the reality of your freedom. And this limp that you may say, wow, that is so noticeable, we say yes, because it exemplifies my encounter with God. It exemplifies my striving with God, my wrestling with God. And yet today, despite this limp, I walk in freedom. I walk in the release of everything that God has called me to be. And we say thank you in Jesus' name.